From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Schartz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you very much. How are you celebrating this Independence Day?
Well, you know, there's a new movie out called Word Wars, all about the top-level Scrabble competitions.
Wow.
So I think I'm going to go see that.
Boy, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, what about you?
I'm heading off for vacation after the show, so I guess that's what I'm doing. Well, we want to play this Independence Day puzzle that I'm sure you have ready for us, but before we do, we have to hear that challenge that you gave to everyone last week. What was it?
Well, it came from listener Andy Banta of Orangevale, California. I said, take the phrase antique stand, rearrange these 12 letters to name two companies that are competitors. What companies are they?
And your answer.
The answer is Qantas and United, the airlines.
Very clever. Well, I mean, not to be precise about it, but we had 1453 listeners who guessed the competitors that we wanted for that answer. And our winner selected from those correct answers is Keith Murray from Wichita, Kansas. Hi, Keith.
Good morning, Leanne. Happy 4th.
Thank you very much. What are you doing in Wichita?
Well, I took early retirement. I was the general manager of the newspaper here, the Wichita Eagle.
No kidding. Now, I heard something that you did. Is it true that you provided clues for a time capsule?
I provided clues for a contest we had. The paper used to be part of a contest we had at the annual spring festival in Wichita, and we hid a medallion somewhere in town worth $5,000 to the finder, and we hid it once a year and ran clues every day in the paper until somebody found it and won the $5,000. And for about 5 years, I wrote those clues.
Have you been playing puzzle a long time?
Off and on for about 10 years. I gave up, thought you guys would never call, and then try again, and guess what?
Never give up. Always have hope, you know.
Yeah.
Hope springs eternal. Sure, but look what happened. We called you. You're going to play.
Yeah.
You ready?
Right.
Well,
right.
Will, please meet Keith and let's play.
All right, Keith, I'm going to give you clues for 2 5-letter words. Move the first letter of the first word to the end to get a new word that answers the second clue. For example, if I said stove and indignation, you would say range and anger. Move the R of range to the end and you get anger. All right?
All right.
Number 1, prayer endings. And your second clue is a group of brainiacs.
Amens and geniuses.
Amens is right. And move the A to the end and what do you get?
Mensa.
Mensa is a group of brainiacs.
Right.
Good.
Okay.
An anesthetic and a word said while pointing.
An anesthetic.
Used to be used in dentist offices.
Yeah, before the ones with the long names. What's the 5-letter word for one, Leanne?
Ether.
Ether, so...
Word said while pointing?
There.
There is
there
it.
There it is.
Good. Difficult. And your second clue is should with 2.
Difficult. Tough, odd.
Oh.
Tough and odd, good. Standoffish. And your second clue is a variety of sponge, variant spelling.
Aloof and loofah?
Aloof and loofah. Ooh, you're getting fast. Perfect places. And your second clue is unlike a brainiac.
Perfect places.
Yeah.
Kansas's? No. Perfect places.
I've never having been there.
Paradises.
Idols? No. No.
They're named after the garden in Genesis.
Edens.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Edens and Densa Dance. As opposed
Edens
to Mensa.
Good.
Dense is what I am right now. Okay.
Real funny, Will. Go.
Try this one. City in Ohio and Swedish currency.
Akron and Krona.
Yeah.
Good. Great fear and do a new total.
Great fear.
Dread.
That's it?
Dread, so...
Move the D to the end and you get...
Riad
is good. Try this one. Ingesting a dangerous amount of drugs. And your second clue is a wild dog. And specifically
a
wild... A dingo is right. And move the O to the front and you get...
ODing.
Oh,
ODing, is it?
Jeez.
And here's your last one.
Good.
Where the home is and where our home is.
Heart and E-R-E-T-H, earth.
Earth.
Heart and Earth is
nice.
Right.
Hey, Keith.
Yes.
I think we did pretty well together.
I think we're a good team.
Yeah, this was not easy, but you did a great job, Keith. We're going to send you some things for being our puzzle guest today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. So, Keith, what public radio station do you listen to?
Well, I'm a member of two of them, KHCC in Hutchinson and KMUW here in Wichita.
Keith Murray from Wichita, Kansas, thanks a lot for playing our puzzle with us today, and a happy 4th of July to you.
And you have a great vacation.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. All right, Will, what is everyone going to work on for the next week, including me?
Well, take a six-letter word that commonly goes in the blank in the phrase, blank me. The last three letters of this six-letter word form the first name of a well-known person, and the first five letters spell this person's last name. Who is it? And here's a hint, it's a person long associated with television. So again, a six-letter word that commonly goes in the blank in the phrase, blank me. The last three letters are a famous person's first name. The first five letters are this person's last name. Someone long associated with television. Who is it?
And the first clue is a word that we can use on Sunday morning radio, right?
Yes.
Good. Glad to hear it. When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Hey, Will, have a great day. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne. Happy vacation.